Good afternoon. Welcome to Radio Richard Ireland. I'd like to share with you a children's story from my book, As Children of Ireland. It is Friday afternoon, and Principal Declan McGrath and his 29 students, Amy, Brian, Kira, Cormac, Craig, Heather, Laura, Martin and Patrick in fourth class, Anthony, Aoife, Kieran, David, Gerard, Jenny, Julia, Mary, Natalia, Niamh, Sean and Thomas in fifth. Colin, Emily, Fenbar, Hugh, Natasha, Owen, Sophie and Tara in sixth are about to enter a storytelling session. Teacher, it's almost storytelling time. Okay, quickly move back the desks, put your mobile phones on silent and into your bags. Come sit here before me on the floor, and away to story so we will go. Yay! Now this story, students, is about what happened to a little girl when she was on her way to school. There was this little girl, and her name was Joni. She was about the same age as Kira and Brian here, about 9 and a half or so. Teacher! Yes, Kira. I'm almost 10, teacher. Indeed you are, Kira. Indeed you are. Now, every morning, Joni would get up in time for school because she loved going to school. Her mother would always softly call her, saying, Joni, Joni, pretty Joni, it's time to get up for school. And she would give her mother the loveliest of smiles and would sit up in bed and then stretch her arms out and then jump out of bed. After a nice breakfast, she was ready to head off down the road to school. At the gate, her mother would give her a big hug and kiss and tell her not to be taking too long to walk to school. There was a reason for saying this, as Joni loved to take her time going and coming from school. Maybe if anyone else was walking to school along that way, it would only take them about 15 to 20 minutes. But in the case of Joni, it could take half an hour or even longer, for she loved to take her time, looking at everything along the way. She would be looking at the trees and the flowers and saying hello to the animals, small and big, that she would see along the way. Joni's house was located just outside a small village. There was a lovely meandering river running through the field down in front of her house. From her bedroom window, which was upstairs, she could enjoy watching the swans gracefully going along with the flow of the river below. Her mother would remain standing at the gate until Joni would disappear from her view around a bend in the road. On the road to school, there was an S-bend, not exactly shaped so, but more of a stretched S. There was a section on the road in which she couldn't see her mother waving to her from the gate or see the village street where some of her friends would be waiting for her at the corner house. Her mother would always tell her not to be delaying too much between the bends, and Joni, who always listened to her mother, would never stay more than a minute or two looking at things between the bends. Now, on this morning, a lovely sunny April morning, Joni was just walking along up to the first bend. When with reaching it, she turned around. She turned around like she always did and waved back to her mother. Her mother waved, and Joni continued unhappily walking along. And of course, she was saying hello to this bird and that bird, to these rabbits and those rabbits, and waving and saying hello to a horse and a donkey with some cows and sheep in the fields. She was interested in everything, and the little places where she might see some ants were very familiar to her. She knew all the little places along the way. She knew where this bird's nest was and where a fox used like to take a shortcut and a colourful pheasant might pop out. And not alone was she interested in what was going on around her, but she also had a great love for standing and gazing up at the sky. I do that too sometimes, teacher."
"Very good, Owen."
She loved to see how the sun was creating different colors along the undersides of clouds. And she would be looking out for the setting moon. As she was walking along between the two bends, she stopped in her tracks because there was something sitting on the stone ditch. She got a bit of a fright, for she didn't expect anyone ever to be there. Even though she got a bit of a fright, she wasn't really afraid, because sitting on the mossy stone ditch was a little girl about her own age. She was beautiful, with long, flowing, wavy, light brown hair. She wasn't looking at Joni, but a bird singing high up in a tree. Joni thought it a bit strange that her clothes didn't look like any clothes she had ever seen before. She had a school bag, more of a leather satchel, resting on her lap. Oh, and she was barefoot, too. Joni, being inclined, as she was, to say hello to everything and everyone she happened to meet along the way, said hello to the little girl. But she didn't return the greeting to Joni. Instead, she pulled a stem of grass and started twiddling it between her fingers. After a moment or two, Joni asked her name. "I'm Bridget. I'm Joni. Where is your house?" "It is across the river there on the other hillside." Joni found that rather strange, as there was no house on that hill except an old ruin. Then the little girl asked Joni if she wouldn't mind her walking along the road with her. Of course, Joni had no problem with this, as she and the little girl were becoming friends. Joni helped her down off the ditch, and they began to walk along together, hand in hand. It bothered Joni that she wasn't wearing any shoes, so she offered to give her hers, but the little girl said she was fine without them. And as they walked along, the little girl became very talkative and began telling Joni about all the different animals who lived along the way. Now, as she was telling these things, Joni noticed that there was no such animals or even trees about. It was as if they were both looking at two different scenes. This, however, was no hindrance to their chatting. In the distance, Joni could see that one or two of her friends were already waiting for her at the corner house. She would be so excited to introduce them to the little girl, for they were the nicest of friends anyone could ever have in the whole wide world. Joni waved to them, and they waved back. Joni told the little girl that they were her best friends and that they would all walk together to school. The little girl only smiled and didn't make any reply. As they were nearing the corner house, Joni's friends were urging her to hurry up or they would be late for school. But Joni didn't speed up her step, for the little girl was a slow walker. Joni was about to introduce them to her newfound friend when one of her friends shouted to her and asked her who or what she was looking at and talking away to as she was coming along. "Are you talking to an invisible butterfly or bumblebee, Joni? Joni was amazed and wondered why they weren't seeing the little girl who was walking beside her hand in hand. And then in the blink of an eye, the little girl vanished into thin air. She was no longer to be seen anywhere. Joni ran to her friends and anxiously asked them, "Didn't you see the little girl that was walking along the road with me hand in hand?" "What little girl, Joni? What little girl?" "You mustn't be fully awake yet." As they half walked and ran down the village street, Joni was more silent than usual, for she was thinking to herself about the little girl she had met. She was 100% sure that she had met her and that they had walked along together hand in hand and were chatting about the animals and the flowers and the trees and the sky. All day long at school, she couldn't get the morning's encounter with the little girl out of her mind. When school was over, she was anxious to reach the corner house, so that she could run to the space between the bends to see if the little girl would still be there, sitting on the mossy stone ditch, as she had been in the morning. But there was no little girl sitting on the stone ditch. She waited around for a few minutes and then decided to run home and to tell her mother all about it. Her mother was surprised to see her home so early and wondered why. After sitting down, she told her mother all about what had happened on her way to school in the morning, how she had met this beautiful little girl named Bridget, and how they had walked along the road together, chatting hand in hand, and how she had vanished into thin air, and how that her friends didn't see her at all. Her mother leaned back in the chair with astonishment at Joni's story, for she knew there was some history there, some story coming from the past. And so her mother told her this very sad story of how over 100 years before, there were people living in a house on the hillside, across on the other side of the river. The couple who lived there had only one child, a little girl. Now it seems the little girl used love to walk to school on her own. And just like you, Joni, she used love to take her time going to school and returning home. The only thing is that she used to have to cross the river each time by a small, old, narrow, rickety wooden footbridge. Her mother would always walk down to the riverside with her to make sure she crossed over safely on the bridge, and she would always be waiting for her there when she came to crossing back over it in the afternoons. Now, of a morning, Joni, her mother, wasn't feeling very well and wasn't able to go down to the riverside with her. Her daddy had been away since the day before on some business and wouldn't be returning until later that night. Her mammy had, as usual, told her little girl to be very careful when crossing the bridge and to come home to her safe and sound. The little girl went off to school on her own and safely crossed the bridge. Her teacher later mentioned that she was a bit anxious all day about her mother. On her way home, she found herself walking behind a cow that had somehow jumped a ditch and was a bit lost. As you know, cows walk away on to wherever there is some nice grass to be found. And it is most likely that she saw some grass on the other side of the river. Normally, cows would just walk across the river if it was shallow, but for some unknown reason, perhaps thinking it was a little too deep for her, then she decided instead to cross over the small, old, narrow, rickety wooden footbridge. The little girl, not thinking there was anything to it, decided to follow onto the bridge behind the cow. After all, she was used to seeing grown-ups walking after cows. As they crossed, suddenly there was a creaking, cracking, breaking sound. Woe and behold, yes, woe and behold, Joni, but didn't the weight of the cow cause the bridge to break, and both she and the little girl fell right into the river. Although the water was a bit deep, the cow was able to quickly stand up and walk out of it without a bother, as if nothing had happened, and straightaway started eating grass on the bank. The water was too deep, however, for the little girl, and so she was swept along by the current and was drowned. Oh, Mammy, that is very sad. And the saddest thing of all, Joni, oh, the saddest thing of all was that her body was never found. Oh, teacher, that is so very sad. My eyes are full of tears. Mine too, teacher, and me too. We are all in tears, teacher. I know, it is a most sad and tragic tale.
And what happened then, teacher?
Amy, a very old man, continued Johnny's mother, who had been out walking in the fields that same afternoon, and who had seen from a distance what had happened, and who had tried to shout, but his voice was way too low to reach the little girl, brought the sad story to a neighbor, who in turn ran and told the local priest, who quickly went and told the mother. When she heard the heartbreaking news that her little girl was drowned, that she would never again be returning home to her, and that her body was lost and nowhere to be found, broke into such a painful and lonely crying that all who were in the house gathered were weeping rivers of tears. Even the dog was howling most mournfully. And when her husband returned home, and when he heard the dreadful news that his one and only child, his one and only daughter, was drowned and lost forevermore, lost his mind there and then, and for the rest of his life never again came outside the front door of the house. And the story goes, Johnny, that her mother would every afternoon go down to where the small, old, narrow, rickety wooden footbridge used to be, to wait patiently for a little girl to come along singing her happy songs. Down through the years people have heard a woman crying down by the river, but there was nobody there. People made out that it was the little girl's mother crying and crying for her to come home. And there have been stories too that a little girl, a very beautiful little girl, just like you, described Joni, has been seen down through the years between the two bends on the road. It seems that is where she used to come up from the river path to join with the road to school. Did you ever see her, Mammy?
No, Joni, I never saw her.
You would have liked her, Mammy. She was very nice. I once, though, when collecting reeds down by the river, thought I heard the sound of a woman crying and calling out what sounded like the name Bridget. But there was nobody there. Perhaps I had imagined it. I thought, or that perhaps it was the sound of the wind in the reeds. And that night, as Joni lay in bed, she wondered if she would meet the little girl again the next day, but she didn't. In fact, she never again met her, but in her heart she always treasured their meeting. And that, students, is today's story. Thank you, teacher. That was a great story. We will be thinking about it and looking forward to next week's one. Me too. Safe home now and give my hello to your parents. Oh, and switch back on the volume on your mobile phones before you leave the school grounds. We will, teacher. Bye. Goodbye.